Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What do you know, ladies? We found ourselves into another week of the DJV program. Monday, May the 9th. May the 9th be with you. Doesn't have the same kind of ring, though, does it, really?
Yeah. Not quite.
Mm-mm. Not quite. Okay, hi. That's Jennifer Horn's voice. Victoria Keelan's voice will be heard for sure. Jay Kirshner is here, as well as the Dougster. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of what's happened over the weekend, what people are talking about. Certainly the situation with Ukraine is on everybody's mind. It was Mother's Day yesterday, today. Well, I mean, I wanted to couple that sort of in a conversation with National Military Spouses Appreciation Day, which is, this was akin to Mother's Day. All right, so ladies, the only mother here is Jay. What happened? Your folks are driving back from having visited you, right?
No, I was with them. I got to spend Mother's Day with my mom for the first time in almost a decade.
Wow. I didn't know you came
so
back.
So it was really nice, yeah.
I guess I did know that, but I forgot that I knew that. That happens from time to time. All right, so that was nice. You were with your mom.
Yeah, really nice.
And then what was going on with the rest of where's Mac? Mac was with you, right?
Yeah, Mac was with us.
Yeah.
He actually did a really nice job with that drive. It's a long drive from Nashville to Cleveland. He only cried once for about 5 minutes, slept a good portion of the time, just looked out the window. It was enjoyable.
Does he like to drive, like he rides well?
Yes, especially in my mom's car because she has a bigger car, so he can really see out the window. He sits up higher, and we saw motorcycles and all the fun stuff.
Really? All right, so that was fun. All right, so how'd you appreciate your mother yesterday, Ms. Keelan?
We're actually doing it next Sunday.
Everybody else? Let's be different. Next week is better. Yeah, what difference does it make what day it is? And why do we have to... Here's me playing the part of Captain Curmudgeon. Why do we just have to have one day? Why isn't it always Mother's Day? Why can't we always show our appreciation for our mother, especially if you had a good relationship with your mom, if she instilled things? I spent a couple of hours in the emergency room at Framingham Union Hospital yesterday, dealing with my eyes. You remember I told you the story about having some contacts put in so that I could see what my vision would be like and what it would feel like if I had that operation permanently to replace the corneas and all that stuff. I wonder, after spending 2 hours in that place, what the future of the world is. I can't imagine we're going to be able to survive with the people. It was unbelievable watching mothers with their children, the clueless. I mean, it was flabbergasted. I said to the doctor, is it always like this? He says, yeah, it's pretty much been like this for 4 or 5 years. The quality of, it isn't the quality of the care, it's the quality of the people. And it was awful. And I just tell you, I don't know, the people, it isn't about not being able to speak English. It's about what people go there, I guess, because they don't have insurance much as anything else. But whatever, the room was full of children that were, how do I best say it without being offensive? I don't know. There's no proper way of saying it without being offensive with some circles anyway. I don't know. I talked about it all day, or I thought about it all day, and I talked to both of my children about it. It was very troubling to me just to see the way mothers conducted themselves with their children. Children that are 2 years, 3 years old, running around, no control, screaming and yelling, people being concerned about having COVID, had masks on, and other people not have cubicles in there. You can go sit in the cubicle. I try to get away from the people. I'm not that worried about having COVID, but at least I had a mask on. And I found it offensive. These kids are coming up to me, and they were, throwing things at me and trying to hit me. I'm just sitting in a chair.
with what?
It's, I don't know. It's, oof, man. So.
Did you say anything to whoever the parents were?
They didn't understand English. I couldn't communicate with them. I looked at them, and this mother didn't. I mean, she couldn't. It was. She was on. She had to have been on drugs. Couldn't comprehend anything that was going on. People had to come out. Five times her name came up with this kid who had some kind of. And the way she was talking to him. I don't know. The only way you would have believed it is for me to have recorded it, and I didn't have my iPhone with me. I just wonder what are we creating here? What are we growing? What are we doing? And there's nothing you can do about it. I don't know what you do about it, frankly. There's the education of trying to give people birth control. You know, we go back to all of that stuff, and it's really, okay, I've said my piece. Let's move into what's going on in Ukraine. Joe Biden went over there, and so this was an unexpected visit. Spent Mother's Day with a lady who is married to Zelensky, right?
Mm-hmm. The first lady of Ukraine, yeah.
Yeah, right. So what'd they do? They went to see refugees. They went to see volunteers. They went to the border. She's been visiting other Eastern European countries, it looks like. And so it looks like they've been talking, the two first ladies, the last couple of weeks about what was going on there. So what did she come away with? I noticed that she said, I wanted to come on Mother's Day. I thought it was important to show the Ukrainian people that the war has to stop, and this war has been brutal. And so what can she, the people over there are going to agree with her. We're all going to agree with her. So putting herself in harm's way, is it a stunt, or was it, she's highly respected, liked a lot more than her husband is.
I don't think it was a stunt. I wouldn't put that out there, but I think it was pretty brave that she went into, this is a conflict area. This is not, I mean, even Mrs. Zelenska, which is interesting, her name's Zelenska and the husband's Zelensky.
Female or feminine, like Latin?
No, that's her born name. Because I was confused by it, too, because I looked it up, and that's just what Olena Zelenska is her name. And she hasn't been seen. This is the first time she's been seen in public since February 24th, when this all began. So they've had to separate them, Zelensky and his wife and kids, and they've been trying to, you know, keep her separate from him so that they would be safe. So I thought it was brave for both of these women to be out and be that visible. And, you know, Olena Zelenska said, you know, she thanked Jill Biden for it and said, you know, there are air raid sirens going off right now as we're speaking. I mean, this is not exactly like they were in, you know, some sort of safe zone. But I think it's important that the you know, for us to have that presence there. And I think it's, you know, Justin Trudeau made from Canada, he made a surprise visit as well. In the UK over the weekend, they had a fundraiser at Tate Modern, which is a really cool art gallery. And so Boris Johnson ran that, and they raised a lot of money for Ukraine. So I think it's just a nice show of global caring. It's not something that we get a lot of.
No, that's very true. Very symbolic because it was on Mother's Day. Did they celebrate Mother's Day over there as well? Did it mean anything to them that it was Mother's Day, or is that just an American holiday?
Mrs. Zelensky at one point mentioned Mother's Day being really important in Ukraine, so yeah, I guess it was symbolic for them too.
Yeah, okay. Meanwhile, there are new sanctions. It is VE Day. Today is also Russian Victory Day. Putin's been talking a lot about that, but he seems to, whatever he's been saying, doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense, does it? Is there a notice or somebody speaking for him? Seems to me that he is using the celebration. This is the day in which the Soviets beat the Nazis, and so this is a time to escalate the war.
A speech, and the UK had issued a statement. The UK Defense Secretary. CNN has all these live updates, so I'm just trying to scroll through to see what happened. Whatever happened in Putin's speech, this guy from the UK said that Putin showed a slight shine of desperation in his victory speech. So I'm curious to see what he actually said.
Can he translate Russian, or is that the translation?
I'm sure that's the translation.
Came across.
And also, it's subjective, you know, right? We won't always hear that Putin is going to be more desperate and all of that. Do we want him to be more desperate is the thing. Is a desperate Vladimir Putin going to be good for the world? Because a desperate Vladimir Putin has a lot of things at his disposal that are not where anybody wants him to go. So,
no. Justin Trudeau went over there also as well. Did he meet up with Mrs. Biden, or he just was on his own?
I don't know if they were. I think they were all together. But weren't they all together for a separate event?
All together for a separate event.
Hmm. Besides the two first ladies meeting, and besides Trudeau meeting, there was another event.
I was like, I know it's early, but I don't. I know it's early, but somehow I didn't track on that one.
There was like a ceremony or something.
They were all together for a separate event.
They got back together again.
Yes, right. That's a great double entendre. It was like, did you plan that, Victoria?
Well, it wasn't a double negative, so it's not. But anyway, it doesn't matter. That's all I was saying. There was some ceremony where I believe they were all in the same place. Is that clear enough?
Yeah, it's good. But it's still, everything's going on the way it has been going on. The sanctions that have been announced on top of sanctions that we already thought were in place. Every time I see a list, every time I see something like this, I thought, I thought this was already being sanctioned. Wood products, industrial engines.
The sanctions worked for a couple of weeks, and then they found their way around them. And so there's now more serious sanctions. I mean, the sanctions that they were releasing the first time, it wasn't like a zero tolerance thing where we just cut everything off. It was only certain aspects.
Why isn't everything being cut off?
Because everyone are still was in lockstep with each other, and so everyone made decisions at the same time going forward. So now this is another group. So it's the U.S., the G7, and the EU, and so they're all together now on these new sanctions. But one of the things that I think is interesting, and like you were mentioning, wood products and industrial engines and all this stuff. So these are the G7 export controls as part of the new sanctions. But one of the things that's really troubling is that a lot of Russian companies have been turning to U.S. consulting and accounting firms for help on how to get around the sanctions and hide their wealth.
That
has all been shut down now, so that's no longer legal.
18 after the hour. This is the DJV Monday program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Oh. I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The hour on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and Jay Kirshner is our queen of all things trending. We'll have that for you as DJV show continues.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Minutes past the hour. What's going on? What's trending? Jay Kirshner is here, and you can follow us at DJV Show on all the social media platforms. And Jay, it seems like there have been some COVID cancellations. It's not over yet. Willie Nelson, Melissa Etheridge, a little bit worried about Jazz Fest in New Orleans.
Well, yeah, so that happened this weekend, and the first one to cancel was Melissa Etheridge because somebody in her band came down with COVID. Willie Nelson was the last one to cancel. He was supposed to close out the entire festival. It was the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. However, here's something that was kind of cool. Willie Nelson's son did get to play on the festival. At the festival, he actually was on the Gentilly stage, which is where Willie Nelson was supposed to close the show. So that would have been really cool, father and son, getting to not share a stage at the same time, but perform at the same area. So this is, it's a 7-day festival. It started April 29th, ended this weekend, and Yeah, so if you were there specifically to see Willie,
that's
a little tough. And he had to cancel a couple other shows because of it. He's 89 years old, and dude still works the stage. That is just impressive.
I can give him a pass for canceling one concert. I know there are a lot of disappointed Jazz Fest people, but, I mean, the guy is still killing it out there, so good for him. Yeah,
I always worry about him, too, with COVID, with his lungs.
The smoking, I know.
Yeah. Keep Willie safe.
Keep Willie, I know. Save the Willie, save him. Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra seem to have released the first photo of their little baby. What's going on? I know they had some trouble welcoming her, right?
Yeah, so their daughter, they announced that she was born via surrogate back in the beginning of the year in January, and after over 100 days in the NICU, she is finally home. They were able to welcome her home on Mother's Day weekend. So that was really special, and they both announced it with the same picture, and then they also kind of added a little Mother's Day tribute to each other. Nick, of course, saying how excited he is to watch Priyanka become a mother and how amazing she is already, and Priyanka saying that she would not want to share this experience with anybody else. And they also kind of touched on how they didn't realize how many people go through this with having premature babies or having a baby that is born with something that needs doctor's assistance and have to spend so much time in the NICU. But think about this. So their child was born via surrogate. But for people who do carry their own baby, the mother has to go home. The parents have to go home.
Yeah, you're
separated. And the baby's still, you don't get to take your baby home like you would.
100 days.
Ideal.
Yeah. Really long time too. One of my very close friends always, she had two kids and she had them both early and had to do the NICU thing. It's heartbreaking because you have to go home and check back, and it's rough. I can't imagine 100 days. All right, that's trending. Follow us at DJ V Show, and the DJ V Show continues.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The F-150 Lightning, the only full-size electric pickup available now with a starting price of less than $40,000, will begin shipping to customers in the coming days, starting with the Pro Series. The F-150 Lightning joins the Mustang Mach-E SUV and the e-Transit commercial van in Ford's growing lineup of innovative mainstream electric vehicles. Ford is on track to deliver more than 2 million electric vehicles annually by 2026. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ferdinand Marcos Jr. appears to be poised to be the next president of the Philippines as millions began voting on Monday. Political violence has claimed many lives over the weekend in the Philippines, as Philippine elections are frequently marred by violence. According to one of the latest opinion polls, the 64-year-old Marcos Jr. will win by more than half the votes. One supporter on Global News says the dictator's son is not a problem because of what his father did in the past.
We need a change in our country. Unification. That's a Filipino. I know, I heard, I read about all of the stuff, but there's no problem with all those things.
Violence mongers struck an anti-abortion group office where a fire broke out and a Molotov cocktail was found on Sunday. Police say the fire broke out shortly after 6 a.m. at the Wisconsin Family Action House in Madison and was suspicious in nature. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Victory Day Parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. It took place again on Monday. President Zelensky of Ukraine delivered his own Victory Day speech via a translator.
On the day of victory over Nazism, we are fighting for a new victory. The road to it is difficult, but we have no doubt that we will win. What is our advantage over the enemy? We are smarter by one book. This is a textbook on the history of Ukraine. We would not know grief if all of our enemies could read and draw the right conclusions. On February 24th, Russia launched an offensive, treading on the same rake. Every occupier who comes to our land treads on it. We have been through different wars, but they all had the same final.
On the night of May 15th and into the 16th, the moon will be completely immersed in the long shadow cast by our planet. If the weather is clear, sky watchers across most of the Americas, Europe, and Africa will have a view to one of nature's most beautiful spectacles, a total eclipse of the moon. It has the potential viewing audience of 2.7 billion people. May 9th is officially Billy Joel Day.
I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are.
My name is Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's now 34 at the hour, Monday, May the 9th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan. I put the two J's together because it kind of fits better if I say the JJ's. It's the JJ. it's okay. I will apologize for how I sound because I can't see anything. And I'm stumbling through, going through a lot of the material we usually have. Whatever you hear me say is probably going to be in my head because I have a scratched cornea. You may remember me telling a story. I was just telling the ladies about a month ago. I had some replacement lenses, contact lenses put into my eyes because I was contemplating and still am. Matter of fact, I maybe want to hurry it along a little bit. The operation that you can have to replace the cornea, they have, you know, cataracts as you get older. So they replace the cornea and they can do it with lots of different things. And so this is the fellow that I know and like very much in L.A., who's the optometrist, or eye doctor, gave me a couple of contacts to put in that were semi-permanent, like they've been in for, I think, a week, a month or more. And it was marvelous because I have to wear glasses. It really was like a new, you get a new lease on life. And it was so, you heard me when I had it done. I was so excited about it, how it transformed my ability to see things. And so one of them came dislodged over the weekend. I had to go get it taken out, and I apparently have scratched, or it had it scratched my cornea on that side. So I just put generous and said, why don't you make your own patch? So I did. I should send you a picture of it. It looks kind of silly, but I really can't. I can see kind of, but I really have sympathy now for people who have serious eye problems. So let's say you know someone. Wasn't it recently we were talking about this youngster who was born and the doctors ruined one of his eyes because they used the forceps and put in the wrong place? I remember that. Story. Remember that story?
I've never heard that story, but
eye pain after having to after going through this with detached retinas and the follow up and all of that.
It was miserable, awful. Yeah,
it's because it grates on your nerves. There's something, you know how people always will say like nerve pain is sometimes even worse than muscular pain.
Real pain,
it's, and so there's something very nervy about the eyes. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's
so
the epicenter of nerves.
Anything that it grips you, it is, ugh.
You know, that's a very interesting thing, Victoria. As I have my eyes examined every year and they use those machines.
Get your head examined every once in a while, too.
Yeah, right, yeah. They look into your eyes to see if there's what the trend. And then this guy always shows me the picture of what he sees to see if there's clarity or if there's any tumors, anything, the blood flow isn't right. And it's amazing to look in there and see what is behind your eyes and how it functions. And it just gives me one more thing to extol the value and virtue of whatever power is greater than we are that has encouraged or allowed or designed our bodies to work the way they do. It is just, whenever something doesn't work right, then you begin to think, wow, this is pretty amazing, especially if you can get it fixed. So hats off to all the people who do these jobs and who understand how it all works. It really is pretty amazing. So on one hand, I had a horrible experience in the emergency room yesterday, and on another hand, I had a great experience, which is, I guess, what life is all about. Is there an update on the fires in New Mexico? Something that's been going on the last 4 or 5 days. There really were some serious fires. A lot of damage had been done. And I didn't really see everybody so busy talking about Ukraine or Roe v. Wade that I don't see as much info on this, unless you watch WGN.
They declared a state of emergency, right, last week. Mm-hmm. When we flew home from Vegas on Tuesday, the pilot mentioned that we had to change our route because of the wildfires. To go around it. But, yeah, I'm not sure where it is right now.
They said 2 days ago it says 16,000 homes evacuated, 30,000 to 40,000 people affected as part of that. So it's still going. Obviously, those things don't go out overnight. The thing is, they try to get them away from the houses to get people back into their homes, and then work on the rest. So I'm sure they're still dealing with it.
Is this the season, or the quote unquote fire season? I know California has like a season, right, where it gets worse.
Yeah, usually. Not to say fear.
Or now it's all, is it all year round now?
Well, last year was really weird. Like last year's pattern was an all year round. Typically fire season isn't until the summer months. Mm-hmm. But, and so it starts about this time when things start to dry out and starts to get warmer and you have more people also who are living out in the forested areas where
starting
fires and all that stuff. So, it starts to kick up now. But what's going to be the weirdest thing for me is that instead of fixing the water problem permanently, come June 1st, they're only going to allow most people in Southern California to water their lawn once a week. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be a real problem because you're going to have a lot of people with dried out grass, brush, stuff that's going to die around their house. And typically what saves people that live in more mountainous or the foothill communities is that they can create fire lines with their yard, right? They can have vegetation that's watered, that's fed, that will help stop the fire from consuming houses. And I don't know. I feel like it's a really weird, short-sighted decision, but
sure is
typical.
No leadership there. Speaking of leadership, Victoria, I don't know if you follow this or not. I see Sinn Féin. I'm too. Right.
I think we were talking about Sean Penn, actually, at first. Yeah.
Remember, he's only got one eye, so when you look at Sinn Féin quickly, it does look like Sean Penn.
It does. Thank you for understanding.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, so they are about to become the largest party in the Northern Ireland Assembly. This is something that hasn't happened for a good long time. I remember Sean Penn, and I'm seeing the guy who was the leader, tall guy with glasses, and I can't remember his name, who was back and forth always to America. So of what significance? This was the political wing of the Irish Republican Army, and they want to bring Ireland back together.
They want to reunify. They don't want a North and a Republic. They want they want a unified Ireland, which is actually really popular, that sentiment in general, especially after Brexit. A lot of people in the north of Ireland felt, and rightfully so, they were just completely abandoned during those negotiations and that agreement. They didn't have a say in it, and Boris Johnson has made it clear he does not care at all about Northern Ireland. He just considers that all part of Ireland. And so then you've got the biases between the British and the Irish, and that goes back centuries. So, it's interesting that Sinn Féin won 27 of the 90 seats. So this was a huge victory for them. And, it'll be interesting to see. Sure. Now, they have to still have a national vote if they need to reunify. I mean, this can't just happen because Sinn Féin is the ruling party now. But it's certainly going to be up for discussion, I think.
Well, I think is it a step in the right direction? It would seem, for most people who have any common sense, that it would be something that was of impact or import. So it just makes the world one less hot spot, a keg ready to explode.
Well, for the first time, though, the North and the Republic aren't fighting each other. There is a real unified sentiment. And so it's definitely, Boris Johnson has really pissed off a lot of Irish people, and so it's kind of everyone's focus
against
him. But
refresh us, Victoria, as to how it got back to, because it has been unified and then sort of split apart. Refresh us as to what happened to bring it to the point where it became an issue again.
Well, I'm unified in sentiment, but not unified. That's still the north of Ireland is still British territory. So they've never unified as a one Republic of Ireland. But Brexit really brought this up again because the north didn't want to leave the EU, just like the rest of Ireland didn't and hasn't. And so that was a major conflict. I mean, if you think about it, the people travel all the time through the border from the Republic up to the north and back. I mean, my godmother goes to the dentist in the north.
I told you this when I was in Ireland a couple of years ago, walking the wall, if you will. There's a wall, and on one side you see this thriving metropolis, and on the other side you see what looks like kind of a third world country with signs all over the place. We will never forget.
And I think they leave that as a reminder that they shouldn't turn on each other. And so the common enemy here is definitely Boris Johnson and Brexit, because now and they're still working out. They haven't even worked out the trade agreements between the North and what that's going to look like for the North of Ireland to now be Brexited. And so they're just on their own with the UK. And then the Republic of Ireland is in the EU. So it becomes very complicated now. They're trying to talk about, well, do you need a passport now to go from the Republic up to the North, where people drive, 10 minutes across the border to go to work every day? Do you need your passport for that? I'm not surprised that Sinn Féin won, because they're definitely running as sort of the party of the people and trying to deal with a lot of these issues that have greatly impacted the people of the North.
Speaking
of issues.
And ultimately
in the Republic, too.
The weekend talk shows, the so-called news shows on Sunday morning, were filled with people, women, men, talking about the Supreme Court, what happens if the court overturns Roe v. Wade. Senator Amy Klobuchar was on ABC, and I think this is a man's point of view. I want to hear everybody's thoughts on this, because I don't really, I have become so aghast. There was something that I saw they're related to this on the WGN Chicago. You know, there's a national news service out of WGN, which you can find on your cable channel, which has reporters and real news people, not advocates, not fake journalists, not people who are TV stars, but people who really know how to dig in to get answers to questions or to expose the thoughts or the reality of a particular issue. Having said that, I thought Amy Klobuchar was the point of view that she brought up, that if in fact this is overturned after 50 some odd years, the change will be swift. Speaking about what states would do to codify a woman's right to choose, and it would be, you know, she's talking about sort of a line in the sand. And once again, from my perspective, this is not the time to be discussing this. People say, well, what is the right time? I don't think there is a right time because I don't think it ought to be before us. Frankly,
it's a reality.
Well, we don't know that, and we keep talking
to
people get stirred. No, we don't, Victoria. They haven't had a final vote.
Doug, for 6 years, I've been called hysterical and overly dramatic and that Roe v. Wade would never be overturned, and I was just creating something to worry about, and here we are. And so I'm just tired of having our voices silenced every time we express concern.
I don't know who our voices are. I don't know who's silencing them. I'm just saying that in this particular circumstance, we got enough that my issue isn't with whether or not it shouldn't be overturned, but the way that was brought before the Supreme Court and the timing is what I have a real problem with. It's 48 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry?
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
After the hour on Monday is Tech Talk time. At this point, Victoria goes through many of the, or as many as we can get in here, items of interest to all regarding what's going on in the world of technology. The hackers have arrived again. Not that they ever went anywhere, but it's a new bunch, right, from North Korea?
They're a known bunch. So the story is that the U.S. Department of Treasury said on Friday that they sanctioned an online cryptocurrency tool that was tied to a group of North Korean hackers. They used this tool to steal and launder virtual currencies and crypto. And this is actually the first time that the Treasury Department has issued sanctions against a cryptocurrency mixer, which can be used for illicit activity. So what happens is mixer software mixes these transactions together before transmitting them to their ultimate destination. So it's kind of like digital money laundering, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so the tools are designed to make everything anonymous. And so it's very difficult to actually source where all this stuff is coming from. And then it turns it into an equal amount of randomized currency. And so this North Korean cyber unit called the Lazarus Group, they stole $620 million back in March, and they used the cryptocurrency tool Blender to launder more than $20 million of the stolen funds, according to what the Treasury Department said. That is why this group, Lazarus, is now being sanctioned by the U.S. Department of Treasury. They said today for the first time, Treasury is sanctioning a virtual currency mixer. Virtual currency mixers that assist illicit transactions pose a threat to U.S. national security interests. And of course, if consumers are involved in this, then it becomes even more, even more complicated. And they said, we're taking action against illicit financial activity by the DPRK. and will not allow state-sponsored thievery and its money laundering to go unanswered. So this is the first time that we're really cracking down on North Korea with this stuff. They've been they've been laundering money for who knows how long, but it's really been ramped up recently, which a lot of people think is a connection to China, which is a connection to Russia possibly. So they could be laundering a whole lot of this stuff coming out of Russia. And so I think it's good that we're on top of it, but we'll see what happens.
What a shock, huh?
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, next up, a new kind of false alarm to be aware of right after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so AirTags, what's the scoop? What's new there, Victoria?
Well, we've been hearing a lot of bad stories about AirTags, people using them and dropping them in women's purses on the streets of cities and attaching them to people's cars and following them home and either stealing the car or mugging the person driving. Now there's a new warning. Apple's AirTags are they did an update. They're doing another update now. So if you have AirTags, make sure you do the latest firmware update on your iPhone, because this is going to be really important. Now the AirTags are popping up everywhere as showing basically that they're stalking you, even though that's actually a false alarm. So they've kind of overcorrected. The problem was they weren't showing up in the past, and people didn't mm-hmm. realize that they were being stalked. Now they're getting alerts in the middle of the night that their AirTags are stalking them when it's a false alarm. People are waking up in the middle of the night thinking someone is, you know, in their home, and they're not. So, again, the best thing you can do is definitely make sure you do the firmware update. It's labeled 1.0.301, so if you don't have that edition yet, make sure you do it if you have AirTags.
All right, a word to the wise, as they say, is sufficient. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.